Welcome to Incomparably Comparable with Shelley Wilson. By standing in the power of who we are and recognizing our place within the whole, we are incomparably comparable. Shelley's guests are consciously choosing to embrace their aliveness as they navigate their individual journey into consciousness. And here's your host.
Welcome to Incomparably Comparable. I'm your host, Shelley Wilson. My guest today is Anthony Maraca. Anthony is an intuitive counselor, life coach, and psychic medium who acknowledged his divinely guided path and began his development with spirit after years of struggling with addiction and questioning his purpose in life. Today, we're going to share a conscious conversation. And Anthony's going to convey his conscious choice to step onto the spiritual path and assist others with his work with spirit as an intuitive counselor and psychic medium. Welcome to the show, Anthony.
Hi, thank you so much, Shelley. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and I'm so glad to have a conversation with you. And I know it's been a while since we've seen each other in person when we studied with Tony Stockwell, but I'm just excited to share this time with you today.
Absolutely. It's got to be, what, a year, year and a half, 2 years? Is that 2 years already?
Yeah, I think it was March 2014, the first time that we connected, and then we studied again in October. So, yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, wow. Time flies, right? When they say time flies when you're having fun.
Yes. Well, I'm having fun. Are you having fun?
I have been. I mean, there's been so many great changes going on around me. So in my life and in my soul, in my spirit, really. That's what I want to say for some reason. So and I'm just honoring that. So I am having a good time and through this journey, really, the journey of life.
Yes, I think that's a wonderful way to express it. And, you know, what I recognize is, you know, things aren't always cupcakes and roses, that we've got to have these opportunities to really grow, and they can look at challenges when we look at them.
Yes, very much. Yes. I mean, I think that's a great thing that you said. Everything is not all, you know, peaches and cream,
right.
Roses and everything else.
Rainbows. I mean, all of that good stuff.
I think that things are placed in front of us sometimes, you know what I mean, for our growth. You know what I mean? I always think of that cliche saying. I know it's cliche, but, you know, a comfort zone is great, but nothing ever grows there.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've got to have that. To me, we have to have a little bit of challenge or a lot of challenge at times to really say, and, you know, what I'm hearing right now is just, you know, to have that conviction of what it is, why we're here, what we're doing, and to really have this experience.
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
and
absolutely.
So with that, Anthony, I would love to hear more about your story, anything that you're guided to share, of course, but, you know, really what puts you on this spiritual path?
I mean, you know, it's interesting because I was reading over the synopsis of your show the other day after you sent it to me, and it was, you know, you had said a conscious decision, and I want to be clear, too. I don't think it was ever really a conscious decision to step onto the spiritual path. I think for me, it was like, we're going to put you on the spiritual path, or I believe in destiny. I believe in a spiritual destiny. I believe in a calling. I mean, we've had conversations about this before, and you know, I still ask people, too, do we create a reality, or you know, is there some sort of spiritual destiny? And for me, for my life, my experience, right, through my perceptions of things, when I've looked back now on some of the things and how far I've come, I've noticed that it was really a surrender. It was a surrendering to the things that were coming forth, and unfortunately, but fortunately, I had a wake-up call. You know what I mean? I chose drugs and alcohol. I chose bad things in my life to tear me through the bottom of the barrel of what I would call as hell. You know what I mean? I believe that, you know, I don't believe in hell really, but I believe that hell really resides within us here on earth and with our own inner demons. And so I think my own inner demons really got me, and now that I believe in you know, in the spirit world and my guides and God and all that, but I believe that I had to go through the things that I went through to kind of put me on the path, to wake me up for a complete, utter abandonment of what I thought was who I was, the ego self, really. You know what I mean? To almost come into the true self or you know what, I don't, who's really the true self or you know, the shining self, but to know thyself, you know what I mean? And and I always thought it was very interesting. So I obviously, like I said, I battled through addictions, many rehabs, hospitals. I was sick at one point physically from drugs and alcohol, bladder infection, urinary tract infection, kidney infection. I mean, really, really bad. In and out of hospitals, rehabs, halfway houses, got arrested, shot at by a police officer, crashed a car into a... I mean, these are the things that really got me onto the path. So that's why I say I don't think I consciously came into it, but it was interesting to me once I surrendered, once I finally gave it and got sober, that's when truly I felt the spirit, or I felt God around me. You know what I mean? I felt
yeah.
the divine. Let's call it the divine, because everyone has
yeah.
their own belief of what God is. And so, lucky enough, I never actually, I look back now too, lucky enough, my mom never put me through religion. My older sisters went through CCD and that stuff, but for me, for some reason, I just never went through religion. And so I didn't have that dogmatic view of God as we believe in. So for me, I always believed that there was a power greater than myself. I just didn't know what it was. And so through prayer, through AA, really, AA really helped me in the beginning, and I had gotten a sponsor and all that other stuff, but through prayer and surrendering and learning how to meditate, that's where I started to really connect with my soul, with myself, and from there, that's when I think a world of things started happening and kind of brought me to the greater awareness of why am I here, what makes me tick. Why do I react the way that I react when someone says this or does this to me? You know what I mean? I always had a thing for looking at internally me instead of putting it out there to others. You know what I mean? Instead of blaming someone else, why, you know, in the relationships that I had, I always looked at myself. Well, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel this way? So that I think that was like my big things stepping on to the path was a complete wake-up call. Really,
and a surrender. And, you know, part of what I'm hearing, too, with that, Anthony, is you recognize the resistance and you let go of it, you know. And if anything, all of these experiences that you had, first of all, many of it, as I'm hearing you say it, I'm thinking, wow, and he persevered. He made it through this to get to the other side, so to speak, to work with the other side.
Yes. Yeah, I always say I probably should be dead. I really should be. There's no reason why I should be alive. But and so I, you know, I think that, and I think that helps me keep my gratitude too at things in life too as well. But again, like you said, Shelley, you know, even though that was years ago, you know, even in this day, things aren't all roses. You know what I mean? Things are all peaches and cream. I mean, I know that you know, I just went through a major shift at the end of last year, right around November, December, and I left my stable job to do mediumship full time, and it was long in the making, and but that it was scary, and that was a real challenge. And you know what, I'm grateful to say today, 2 months into it, it's better than I ever thought it could be. You know what I mean? That's why I always say I look at things as a surrender, because when I truly surrender, you know, unfortunately, we talk about the spiritual path, and it was funny, I was just reading an article the other day about this. Someone was talking about Western and Eastern spirituality, and people don't realize, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of New Age that's tied into our Eastern spirituality. You know what I mean? I want the secret, law of attraction.
Yes.
Somehow they wrap this all in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm spiritual because I do my, you know, my vision boards and all these other things. You know what I mean? Where...
Yes.
I'm looking at, when I say surrender, I'm saying, you know, in the sense of the Western way of spiritual, where, you know, someone like a Paramahansa Yogananda, you know what I mean, where he talks about,
mm-hmm.
you know, surrendering life to God, you know what I mean, to that force and allowing them to take you where it is needed to be, surrendering to that inner calling within yourself, not I want, you know what I mean? So I surrendered. And you know what? Since that, still to this day, I don't think I could have imagined my life the way that it is 5 years ago. You know what I mean? If you would ask me 5 years ago where I would see myself, I don't think I would say where I'm at. And again, it's only because of surrendering and trusting the divine, trusting spirit, trusting God, and finding my own soul, finding, you know, I'm a big meditator too as well, you know, so meditation has done wonders to me to just connect with my own inner spirit, to my own soul. You know what I mean? And what it is that I'm being guided towards and what way to go in that sense, if that makes any sense to you. Do you understand?
No, it totally. Yeah, it totally makes sense. And first of all, just going back to your transitionary period that you had at the end of the year, I got chills all over when you were talking about that, because in the time when you were thinking about making those changes, there was a lot of fear involved. And to me, to clarify for the listeners, fear is everything that isn't love. So it's the worry, the doubt, the concern, and so on. And so you step through that, and by doing so, in essence, those blessings are coming because spirit is rewarding you and saying, I told you so. You just had to trust. You just had to allow us to work through you so that you could really know why you're here and what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, it's amazing. You're right, and it really is amazing. But when you're in that, it's so hard. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course
when
it
you're
is.
In that, you know what I mean? It was like just to let the listeners know, at that time when I was trying to make the decision, it wasn't like I had crazy amount of a backlog of readings and demonstrations set up already, because I was actually going through a back injury. You know, mm-hmm. All this was happening, and I was like, how am I going to listen? I'm a father. I have a 3-year-old. I have a 1-year-old, and I have a wife. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And right now my wife is taking care of, you know, staying at home. She left her position working for the state. And so it was like I was the one person that was bringing in the income right now for the family. So it was like, wait a minute, what? Leave this job. You know, and I worked for family. So it was security and comfort and leave this job. And it was like, the rug was pulled out from under my feet, scared. But I said, I got enough signs. Okay, I'm gonna follow this. I'm gonna trust. I'm gonna have total, complete, blind faith in what way you're showing me. And like I said, to sit here today, 2 months later, after that, now it's been better than it ever was. And it's really amazing. It really is amazing. But again, it's that trusting and surrendering of the faith, of that faith. But I think for me as well, is that's what I mean with the spiritual path. And it's surrender. It's not do. I'm not out there trying to do this, do that, trying to get this, trying to get that. I've surrendered to it. It was so interesting to me because right around that same time, all of a sudden a blog came in front of my face, like really weird. And you know how it is when we get that.
Right, when you see
hit.
Something.
I got to read this. And it was actually Mike Doodley, whatever that guy's name is, that's uh-huh. all on Twitter. And it wasn't his blog. Someone else wrote it. But I looked at it, and it was like, how to surrender when wanting to scramble.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is weird. You know what I mean? And I felt that intuitive, hey, I got to read this. And I read it, and it was all about how, you know, a woman lost her job. You know, she was let go. She had no rent, no nothing. And the one woman that was a coach, that was the blogger, saying, like, I'm telling her, she needs to know, get a job. Go get a job. Go get this. Go get that. You know, you need rent money, you know. And the woman said, no. I know something great's about to happen. I know something great, and she surrendered to. And lo and behold, like, you know, 2 weeks later, this woman was a masseuse, by the way, but had a little, you know, did like an energetic massage type of a thing, told people where some of their blockages were. And so all of a sudden, the lady had a party for her. She invited her to a thing, and so she goes there and goes to this party because she had nothing better to do on a Friday night, and the party was for her. And literally,
oh, wow.
The lady was introducing her to all her friends that, you know, were good, you know, had money to spend, and she mm-hmm. gave 10, 15 minutes to everyone. And lo and behold, here's this woman now. She has her own business, better than what she ever thought. You know what I mean? But here, she surrendered. She didn't go out.
Yeah.
She didn't start looking for another job. She didn't. I really feel, I don't have the truth. You know, this is just my belief. I don't have the ultimate truth. But when I look back at my life, it's been a surrender. It's been a surrender,
yeah.
And just allowing the spirit world, allowing my soul to just guide me and direct me to where I go. Now, that comes with work, too, because, you know, it does come with work, because we still have to go through those things that want to counteract with us. You know, the ego, the mind. The mind is very tricky. The mind is very funny. It loves to play games on you. You know, and I think Marianne Williamson said it best in A Return to Love. The ego is suspicious at best and vicious at worst.
Yes.
It doesn't want you to be happy, you know. And so there is that constant thing there, and that's where you were talking about that fear. But, you know, I think you just have to work through it, or you have to feel. I want to say feel through it for some reason. You have to feel through it. Don't think through it, because thinking what got you there. feel through it, you know, what's right and what's wrong.
That's great advice, Anthony. And, you know, as feelers, being clairsentient, you know, this is part of why we even gravitate towards each other, because we've had discussions before where even this path that we're on, this work that we choose to do, if we want to call it work, so to speak, but from my perception, even you and I and several of our other colleagues, we're approaching it much different. We're approaching it as far as let's get the message out, let's connect with people, let's be a vessel for healing versus looking at the end result or the outcome, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what's interesting too, again, it's like not being conscious of it, but in a sense where I remember for me, and trust me, I've been through the victim consciousness, and then I've been, you know what I mean, I've stepped into the victim consciousness, I've stepped into the victor, and I've gone back and forth, don't get me wrong, you know what I mean, it's not like I've always lived the way that I'm living right now, you know, if you asked me 4 or 5 months ago, I was stuck in a victim consciousness, you know what I mean, only to, you know, because I had to go there. I call it the dark night of the soul. I'm pretty sure you're probably aware of it, you know what I mean,
yes.
But I feel as though I you know, kind of step in there once in a while. Of course we do, but it's for the greater of good. You know what I mean?
Of course.
It's to teach us the lessons that we need to know, you know? And it's funny because when I was going through it, especially even with my back, you know what I mean? I had major problems. I had to go for some injections into my back. And so I would always ask God, not just with my back, but just in general at that time, because I wasn't happy. I always remember, you know, through my life, I always would ask God, why all the suffering? Why all the suffering for me? And now I realize it was never God. It was me.
Mm-hmm.
It's me. So I think that there's so, you know, I think that life is beautiful in a sense of the journey. There is a journey if we go on it. You know, we spoke one time on your show last time, and it's something I'll never forget because I felt like it came off wrong. And it just still to this day comes into my mind sometimes. And I said, you had asked me about something, and I said to other mediums or whoever was listening at that time, you know, don't just be a medium or something like that. And I didn't mean to say it like that. It probably came out wrong. What I'm saying is allow the journey, allow the universe, allow God to take you on the journey, the self-discovery. That's the number one thing. You know what I mean? And that's why I think where life becomes beautiful, when we can actually realize that things are happening for us, not to us. They may happen to us, but they're happening to us for us, for a reason, you know, instead of looking at it in that victim way, you know, and that's what I think about when I think about spirituality, in a sense. Again, it's not I want this, I want that, let me do my affirmations, my vision boards, let me get coached in this way, and for somehow way, I feel like that's been tied together, New Age spirituality. Maybe that's New Age spirituality. Maybe I just answered it myself. But I mean of the surrendering. You know what I mean? Why do I work the way that I work? What really bothers me? Where are my major fears? What am I looking at? Am I willing to get uncomfortable to push myself forward? You know what I mean? Am I willing to listen to that intuitive voice within me, you know what I mean, or how the spirit or your guides or whatever you want to say is guiding you into that direction, that's the spiritual path to me. That's walking that path. And so be it, because when you do, there's a lightness that comes over you. That's just the way that I feel about it. There's just a lightness that comes over you and a clarity that comes over with it as well.
I wholeheartedly agree, and as you're speaking, I'm shaking my head yes and nodding in agreement that, you know, going back to the dark night of the soul, going back to those emotions that we have to feel, I feel like that's part of our human experience that, you know, once again, everything cannot be what we would perceive to be perfect. We have to know that those experiences that may seem a little dark or trying or challenging are part of our evolution as well.
Yeah. It's so easy to stay comfort. You know what I mean? It's so easy to stay comfortable. It's so easy sometimes. one of the things that I've noticed a lot in my readings so far this year, 2016, in a sense where when people come for intuitive stuff, I've noticed that a lot of people, again, I hate to say the word waking up, but I see a lot of people that maybe at a corporate job or they've been doing something for so long that they don't really want to do, but they're just doing it because they're comfortable. You know what I mean? And so I see it in a sense that this year is like almost like an inward year for a lot of people, and a lot of people are kind of honoring their calling or honoring their soul or honoring their spirit, whether that be, I'm not saying go out and get, you know, change your job and do whatever, but start to walk towards your passion. Take a step, even if it's a baby step, but take a step towards your passion and honor the calling, because that passion is there for a reason. It just didn't happen. You know what I mean? It was there for a reason. It's intriguing you for something. There's something internally that's saying, just try. You know what I mean? So
see if you like
that
it.
Baby step.
Exactly. And the thing is this can apply to work. It can apply to relationships. There's so many areas that if you are just in that mode of existence or even resistance, that you want to really open yourself up to do what you're passionate about, to be in the moment. You know, so many people, and I know we've talked about this before, Anthony, so many people are living in the past or living in the future, and their energy isn't grounded, and it's not in the present moment.
Yeah, that's a thing, too, as well. I mean, that's also a very good point, too, about being grounded as well. You know what I mean? Like, there's it's almost a balance. You really have to find the balance, too. You know what I mean? We can't always be walking in this bliss and surrendering and having our head up in the clouds, but we need a grounding, too, as well. So, and I love what you said. It's not just about work. This is about relationships. This is about everything. This could even be a hobby. If you're nudged to do something or start to walk or take that baby step, just go do it and see what comes of it. What's the worst that can happen?
Right. I always like to say, you know, what's the worst case scenario? And if you can look at that and come up with that, you know, many times you're not even going to touch that. It's going to be something beyond you can even imagine. It's just we as humans like to go there within our mind.
Yeah, that's the scary thing. You know, it's interesting, too, because it's the mind. That's what I was saying, the mind sometimes can be our worst enemies, and that's unfortunate. That's why I said to you earlier, probably, don't think about it. Feel it. Feel it out, because I always feel as though sometimes your feelings aren't really a lie. You know, feelings aren't liars. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather feel something out than think, because the mind is so quick to lie. The mind's so quick to answer you in certain ways. So always trust that feeling. That's what I always say. Always trust that feeling. And some people always come to me with a story, or they tell me, well, I didn't have a good feeling about it, but I did it anyway, and this is what happened. Well, you got the intuitive sense of it. You knew, you know, someone was trying to tell you, don't go that way, but you didn't trust that feeling. Trust your feelings. If you're in relationships, if you're in a job, if you're whatever, or like I said, you want to start a new hobby, trust that feeling. It's huge. It's almost like it's the connection. It's the connection to the divine, really.
I think it's beautiful. And so, Anthony, I would love for you to share. We have just a bit of time left, but is there any final message that you would like to embark for those that are just stepping onto the spiritual path?
Let go. For me, when I really stepped onto the path too as well, like I said, I surrendered, I started praying. Praying and meditating was huge. It doesn't matter who you pray to, just pray. You know what I mean? Pray to the universe if you have to, but praying and meditating was huge for me. And learning how to meditate, which was big for me. And most people say, I can't do that. Well, the problem is, you just said, I can't do that. So then you're not going to be able to do it. But if you just try, and just to start to quiet the mind, even if you have to sit 5 minutes alone, make a time out once a week, sit 5 minutes with a candle in front of you, and you know you don't have to do the whole breathing thing, just sit in the silence, sit with the intent to connect with your soul. I think if more people would actually connect with their soul, with their inner spirit, I think this world would be a different place, to be quite honest with you, because anger and judgment and all that other stuff, it really, I feel it comes out of the mind. It doesn't come out of the soul. It doesn't come from the internal spirit, judgment on someone. You know what I mean? So following that and just letting go to what your preconceived notions of what things should look like and starting just to accept everything. That's what I like, you know, listen, I don't, not that I necessarily practice it, but like mindfulness, you know, mindfulness, I think, is more of that way, the more I've studied somewhat of it. But accepting reality of where you are right now and just going on this journey, it becomes, I don't want to say like a game, but it's like a game. It really is.
Yes,
you
know? It's life. It's definitely a journey. So, Anthony, I want to say thank you so much for joining me once again and sharing a conscious conversation with me today.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. It's been wonderful, really.
Wonderful. You can connect with Anthony at his website, mediumanthony.com, and like his page on Facebook, Anthony Maraca, Psychic Medium. Thank you for listening to Incomparably Comparable. I invite you to visit my website at shellyrwilson.com and to like my pages on Facebook. Please join me next week for another conscious conversation with Jacqueline Robinson. Be sure to visit vividlife.me to listen to the radio archives. Until next week, continue to celebrate your uniqueness and embrace your aliveness, for you are truly incomparably comparable.
Thank you for listening to Incomparably Comparable with your host, Shelley Wilson. Please visit ShelleyRWilson.com to learn more about how Shelley can support you as you navigate your own journey into consciousness to experience aliveness. Join us again next week for another conscious conversation, celebrating our uniqueness as we acknowledge our oneness. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.